What do you hope viewers will take away from this film?
You know, it's a story about people with incredible talent who probably should have been stars. And for whatever reason, and each person has their own story, they didn't become a star. Sometimes they chose not to be. Sometimes they had bad luck. Sometimes, you know, it was just the roll of the roulette wheel. And what the film becomes is, how do you deal with not achieving all of your dreams? And I think that's a really interesting thing to look at. I mean, what you realize is that backup singing is really about supporting an artist and supporting each other. You know, backup singers by temperament are incredibly generous and selfless people. And making a film about people who spend their lives trying to make other people look good has actually become a much more kind of emotional and resonant thing for me than even I realized.
Were they glad to be backup singers? Were they kind of resentful that they didn't, that they weren't, you know, in the lead?
I think people that have made a career out of being a backup singer have made peace with the fact that they're not a star, either by choice or design or fate. And people who can't make peace with that can't, their egos won't let them be a backup singer forever. They wash out of the business. There are a lot of people who, you know, pass through the backup singing world and eventually have to leave it because it's just too painful to them. But the people that have actually made a life out of being a backup singer, I think they realize that it's a blessing in disguise. I mean, a number of singers I talked to said things like, you know, look, I've seen a lot of lead singers and a lot of artists come along and they've had one hit and their career's over in 5 years, but I've had a career for 30 years. You know, if it's really about the music and about the love of that and singing and harmony, you know, it's actually kind of an amazing career to have.
Did your perception of backup singers change as you made this film?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know who they were when I started. And what I came to see very quickly is that they pretty much all came out of the church. I mean, where do you learn how to be a backup singer? In choir. You know, and almost to a person, they all came out of the church, which not only informs them as artists and singers, but I think it informs their temperament. There's something about serving someone. I think that religious training helps them not only vocally, but spiritually too. You know, something else that I've noticed as I retrained my ear in the years of making this film and listened to records, I was amazed at all the great songs I knew that suddenly I realized hinged on great backup vocals. You know, Big Time by Peter Gabriel or Hey 19 by Steely Dan, you know, all the Joe Cocker songs. And it completely made me listen to music differently.